I think there are two that are linked, that being the mail packages and the Tree of Life synagogue shooting. I say that they're linked because they seem to have, by most objective appearances, an overlay associated to perhaps political rhetoric or an environment that we that we're currently in of heightened political rhetoric and divisiveness that I think we're seeing certainly across the political spectrum. I want to be very careful, though, by saying that not attributing directly one as a causal result of the other, because I think that link is tenuous at best, but I don't think we can ignore the milieu that we're in, the overall environment that we're in. The situation regarding Thousand Oaks is a situation that I see as very similar to what happened to the shootings out in Las Vegas, where you had a disturbed individual for motives which we can only speculate at this time, but I think you can draw some inferences from that were driven purely for either a retaliatory attack or, in the case, certainly mental health issues in both of the Thousand Oaks shooting and the Las Vegas shooting. So in my perspective, while I agree with you, you know, mass incidences of these types are definitely a form of terrorism. You know, it's a distinction without a difference, in my opinion, what the origins of that is. But at the end result is we have a form of terrorism that exists here. But those two, the Thousand Oaks and certainly the Las Vegas one, I set apart because the motive does not seem to be anything other than, at least from what we know today, and I'm referring to Thousand Oaks, is that a combination of a mental health issue that has broken down and that happened to manifest itself in this mass casualty, this mass shooting event here. The other two, again, I think are the worst ends of the extreme of the spectrum, if you will, of the manifestation, again, of the political dynamics, if you will. You know, it almost takes.
Let me
back
interrupt. Let me jump in and interrupt. I've got a couple of questions to ask here. How do you determine what's terrorism and what's a situation just involving a person who's angry or disturbed?
Yeah. Look, you know, complex answer to your question, because your determination as to what the incident really is or how you categorize it based on where you stand, if you think about it, you know, from a legal perspective, it would certainly fall within a different scenario. From a tactical perspective or an operational perspective, I see that as a distinction without a difference, because you've got this situation of a mass casualty shooting where, you know, all outcomes and the whole manifestation of it same is very, very similar to a terrorist incident, regardless of what the motive or the tactic is.
How does state of mind play into that?
I think if you had to make a distinction, that's where it is. The state of mind in the terrorist incident is deliberately intended, I think, with a manifestation of a motive that is exterior, for example, that is related to state or nation-state relations, perceived aggression against a group or something of that nature, in which an individual is looking for a retaliatory attack or something of that nature. Thousand Oaks, I view differently, because that is an internally different one of which you cannot assign any external motivator to what drove that individual to carry out those acts.
If we look at Thousand Oaks and the shootings that took place in California in 2015 around December, what's the difference between that and Thousand Oaks?
I think you hit the distinction on the head. The linkage with the Christmas shooting, and listen, I don't think it's a mistake, if you will. If you go back and look at last year around the same time frame, and you particularly see it in Germany, and I'm using Germany but not isolating Germany, but you'll notice that there had been several attacks around the Christmas markets at this time of year. Clearly there seems to be a linkage between an ideological-based attack in which it's a representation of a particular holiday, in this case a Christian holiday. So the attack itself means it seems to have all the hallmarks of being directed towards, you know, an ideology position or position of ideology centered towards religion. The case in Thousand Oaks tends to be much more focused and limited to, you know, at the most simplest form, a disturbed individual who, again, because of these demons, happened to strike out at a place which there was a linkage, he had a personal linkage to. I don't think the message that the shooter in Thousand Oaks was intending to send was really based on ideology, but more of a personal message, if you will. But the end result is the same, to your earlier point. It's a form of terrorism.
What have you learned, and what hopefully you can share, your former colleagues in the intelligence world learned from the Thousand Oaks, and the law enforcement community learned from the Thousand Oaks shooting?
Well, there's been a confirmation from the standpoint of this. The most difficult attack to disrupt, the most difficult attack to predict with any degree of certainty, is that one that's going to be carried out by, you know, we tend to use that term, the lone wolf, or the single assassin or single attacker in that particular case. Difficult to disrupt, difficult to identify, difficult to prevent, because the motive there is unknown, known to that individual, and the target set is as vast as whatever, you know, motivates that particular individual. That's number one. Number two, I think the thing that's been learned is once again been reinforced is we call the notion of the soft target. I call it, you know, the public space attack. And the that as a viable target set has again proven itself to be, you know, a very viable target set and an area to be where these attacks are going to be manifested themselves. I think the difficult thing that coming to grips with is one that you've just identified, is where do we cross that line? How can we put such attacks as Thousand Oaks into a neatly defined block, if you will, and say this is a domestic terrorism or it's not? And I think the reason why we wrestle with that is to seek to find a solution. You know, if it's a terrorism, clearly defined terrorism, then you tend to apply a whole host of different resources towards either addressing the issue, trying to prevent the issue. But then when it crosses that line where the sort of the gray area where it doesn't neatly fit in that definition, you then have to go back and look at, you know, there's a human tendency to want to say it's X because it looks like X. But then you have to go back from the broader analytical perspective to say, do we now have to have a different set of indicators mm-hmm. to identify the potential for such attacks to take place or to characterize them after they've taken place?
That's Bruce Alexander, president of Security One Solutions. J.J. Green, WTOP News.